The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? It's me, Ralph Sutton, and you, Big J. Okerson. It's cold in here.
Yeah, this is a cold open.
Oh, I get it now. I didn't get it right away. Very interesting episode. First of all, it is Amber, sweetheart.
Now, when you say interesting, do you mean that because you think that she wasn't an expert at sexting at all because she completely didn't?
Can I announce who's going to be on the fucking show before you open your goddamn mouth?
Yeah.
Amber Sweetheart?
She does.
The sexting Bible and Sydney Gant?
I bet she had a rough young life.
Scars. So angry.
No, she's very hot.
She's pretty sexy. We get into a battle over who's the best sexter.
There's no battle.
Well,
I got it, dude.
I won the battle. I lost the war.
There's a picture of her clit in my phone right now. So
We do the show every Wednesday, every Saturday, live on Gas Digital, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Use the code SDR and get a 20% off and a 7-day free trial. But really, all I care about is spread the love, listen to the show, tell people about it.
It's all he cares about.
It really is. Jay's text messages from me will tell you that.
The love of a mother means nothing to him.
All right, let's do it right now. It's the sexting challenge episode of the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the hoe. It's weed, I'm beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's fart, you need to know. The SDR show. Let's go.
Hello. Hello there. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Mr. Big Jason Oakerson.
Why are you so mysterious? You're like Christian Slater in that Pump with Volume movie. Hello, kids.
Hello, kiddies. It is the SDR show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. Back with me once again, Mr. Big J. Oakerson.
Fuck yeah, dude.
How you doing, dude?
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
Overworked, but that's good.
Would you say that you're working harder now than you've done in your life? Or did you work more when you were a young up-and-comer doing tons of open mics and doing tons of, like, I remember when we first met, you'd go up five or six times a night.
Different work, though. You still, like, there's something to be said for, like, how little I sleep in my own bed.
Right.
Like in a month. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like,
my mom's the same way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she's what they call a Miami
hooah.
Hooah. Yeah, you know, just for like living space.
Right. Do you feel like, I mean, it's also, you're older now, but I'm just curious if like, when you think about the hours.
Would have ruled when I was 25, 26 doing comedy and they were like, you know, it was a gig. You know, you hear older comics, especially people like make mentors, whether it be Patrice or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to, you know, fucking Kansas City. It's Wednesday through Sunday, like 5 days, and it's like the shittiest hotel, and it's right across from the place. But I mean, when I was 25, 26, I was like, fuck yeah, dude. And could I bring my friend to like open for me? They're like, well, we're not giving him hardly any money and he has to stay in a room with you. And I'm like, I don't know how you think I'd have it any other way. And then Dave Smith or whatever come on the road with me and we play NBA 2K all weekend, right, and eat shitty food and smoke pot nonstop. And it was the best thing. And now when I get on the road, I love the show. The shows are nothing to do with it. And I don't even mind the not talking whatever time like on the road, but it's really like, it's a wild schedule.
It is wild. I would hate it. He's traveling so much. I would fucking hate it. Let's introduce both of our guests.
Sure.
I think we're going to have a fun night. The dude directly to my left who has the Two Jack Bros podcast, which is nothing like I thought it would be based on the name. It is Sydney Gant. First time on the show, buddy. How are you?
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, man.
The show is you and your wife?
Yeah.
All right. Where are the bros?
She's pretty jacked.
But she's not a bro.
I mean, you haven't met her.
All right, maybe that's
true. She's got to be yoked, yeah, dude.
All right, I take bro. Am I genderizing bro? Is that my problem?
You ever heard two girls problem fighting and call each other bra a bunch? Come on.
Bra? But I get bra.
It's the same thing.
All right, fair enough. And then,
Ralph, can you whiten it down 15 notches, please?
Yeah, I came here for whiteness.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. I got that covered, buddy. And then, which I'm very excited to be embarrassed throughout the evening, to this lady, because I actually said to her, get ready for my horrible text messaging. She wrote the book, The Sexting Bible. It is Amber Sweetheart. How are you?
Hi.
You've been doing the rounds, woman.
Are you Sweden Sweethearts?
Yeah, she is Sweden.
I am Swedish.
I know that family. Big family out
there. Big family. They're the Swedish Sweetheart.
They own everything.
By the way, we were talking.
I heard they're heirs to the IKEA fortune.
Just the meatballs. Just the meatballs. We were talking before you came in, Jay. And I think.
Oh, I bet. What, were you promising your citizenship or something, well, you piece of shit?
Yes, actually. Yes.
You scumbag. Oh, I know what this guy's game is.
Immediately, because I think, and I could be wrong, you could feel free to say absolutely not. But the fact that I've been to Sweden and been to a couple of cities in Sweden makes me seem a little more worldly and cooler. Yes?
Absolutely.
Yes, you're absolutely, welcome, Jay. Yes. You're welcome, yes. Jay.
He only went to visit famous Nazi sites, though.
Yeah, that's where he goes. Why else would you go to Sweden? Is there another reason?
He's like, oh, this is one of the most delicious massacres of all right here.
And I just go in there and go, mwah.
Oh,
chef's kiss.
Did anybody do it better than Hitler? Anywho, what time does this colored bus come around and takes us to the next sites?
We're going to play a game tonight that all three of us are involved in, where Amber is going to judge who's the best at sexting.
Okay. I like this.
And
dude, Sydney's a dick pic away from dominating both of us.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, that is allowed, right?
Yeah, just I can rate it for you if you like.
Just lead with a dick pic.
And we're out.
Me, I got to do a lot of dancing on that dick pic. I'm like, oh, sorry, I didn't text back so quick. I was just talking to my new best friend, Kid Rock.
Did you get to know him at all or no?
No, but I will tell this. I should say this on everything. It's pretty neat. We all took a picture at the end of the night, like everybody who was on the show and everything, Donnell and Shane was on it and everything. We all went out there and took a picture with him on stage, giving the finger to the camera with the Ryman Auditorium, like sold out behind us. And today I got in the mail a thing. It was from Return Address. I looked because I'm like, what is this package from? KR, it said.
Okay.
On stationery that had a heading on it that said, like, from the office of the Reverend Robert Robert Joseph Ritchie. AKA Kid Rock, and it was like thanking me for doing the show.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And then it says Kid Rock, and then it's a framed picture
of that night.
Like
of
an awesome night. Framed picture of us all on the stage giving the middle finger thing. That's a pretty fucking cool.
But
thing.
Was that your only like actual interaction with him was on the stage, or did you sit and talk to him at any point?
Oh, no. I didn't talk with him at all. I thought we were going to become best friends that night. Then I was convinced that Shane was going to steal that best friendship because Shane would go harder than I would drinking,
sure.
And later in the night, my age will catch me, and Shane's so entertaining. I'm like, he's gonna love Shane. He really didn't hang out with any of us. He came to the comedy, this goddamn comedy jam at his bar.
After
he left
early,
the show,
right?
And then split early before I could have even.
So there was literally no interaction with him.
He came into the green room, said hi to everybody before the show.
Right, well, that's something. Say, all right, no, that's something. Yeah.
Sweet guy. I'm just saying, we didn't get to know each other at all. But Marcus King, an awesome. Fucking really awesome musician, was a big fan. He came up to me. We had to look him up because I was like, this guy's coming on like, all right, dude, chill. I'm just a guy. Relax. Stop fanboying. And then we looked him up, and he is wildly more successful than me.
Oh, I don't even know. I don't know that
he's
name.
A huge bonfire. He's he's crazy looking, but he's awesome.
Marcus King?
Bring up a video of his, dude. He's like a fucking real like country. It's like old school country feel, man. Yeah, he's badass.
I never heard of him.
Fucking shreds. Yeah, he rules. Him and Zach Brown were the two musicians bullshit with. And I saw the Black Keys lead singer guy.
I like the Black Keys. Does that mean anything?
Of course, they're good. Okay. Black Keys are good. No new major relationships. Zach Brown said that he'd love to get us tickets to come see him at Citi Field, which... just gives you a hint of how big he is. Mm-hmm. And all I thought was like, that's a lot of traveling for a lot of country music.
I'm not a country guy.
But someone said Zach Brown.
Is this
rules.
The Marcus King guy?
Yeah, guess he looks like. He looks crazy.
Is he the piano player or no?
It might be. No, that's him right there.
Okay. I don't think he looks that crazy.
He's got a Cheshire Cat smile.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a classic rock star guy at all, but he is.
In person, those are some big features.
Very big features. Yeah. That was the first thing I noticed. And he also, when I met him, he was wearing like a cowboy hat with the turquoise, a big vest. You know what I mean? He was really country western up.
He looks like, if you told me he was albino, I would believe you.
Sure. There's a lot going on, but I'll tell you what, his fiance is unreal smoking hot.
And it looks like his teeth are too big for his mouth, if I'm being honest.
But dude, Ralph, this guy could out-pussy you.
Oh, I'm sure.
Forget sexting. Any day of the week.
Well, a thing like that, of course.
Yeah, the guy's
Shannon's wet from just the singing.
Yeah, no, doesn't voice? He look like the good old boy from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul?
Absolutely. That's yes. I know exactly what you're looking about. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's listening to this somewhere and just crying about all the shit we're saying on him.
Or his skin? He kind of looks like he might be listening, dude. Yeah. He's awesome. He is fucking awesome. I'd love when he comes around. I'd love to go see him, man. It's a different vibe of country. More about what
I would jazzy, bluesy country.
Yeah, I like that. And I also like blues. The tone of his voice was cool. Like, it was like, I would go see that for sure.
But I'm telling you, this guy was like, he was so stoked to meet Christine, which is wild to me.
Well, didn't that happen with, who's that guitarist dude? Clark Jr., right?
Gary Clark Jr.
He was a fan also, right?
Yeah. He rules.
His name was Marcus King.
Yeah.
Marcus King.
I liked it.
Yeah, he looks like something you would encounter in an enchanted forest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cheshire Cat. Yeah. He's got Cheshire Cat smile.
Yeah.
You have to answer his riddles or something.
Right? Yeah. To get to the next
level.
He leaves
on pixie dust trails.
He was just organically cool. Just confident dude, man.
I also think when you can play guitar and sing like that, you have a certain inner confidence. Just like that quote unquote big dick energy. If you have a fucking big cock, you're just going to be more.
Judah Friedlander syndrome.
Yeah, exactly.
My weird is now my power.
Exactly.
Isn't that what comedy really is, anyway?
By the way, Jay.
I hate to get all esoteric, guys, if I may. This is Jay's psychological comedy.
Can you
comedy
zoom
corner.
In on Jay on this for a second?
Can you bring a tight on me, Shannon?
Bring a tight on Shannon.
Shannon, can you bring me a tight shot? What are we looking at? We doing camera three over here? I don't know what the names of these cameras are. Camera three, bring it in for time.
Camera one.
Camera one, bring it in for time.
One out of three shot. You got close enough. I'm going to a wedding on Saturday.
Finally.
And at the cutting room, the owner of the cutting room wedding, right?
It's at the cutting room?
It's kind of weird. He's doing it at the cutting room. But
dork.
It is kind of weird.
What a
but
dork.
I don't have the only suit I have is the suit that I bought when my dad died. It was like a funeral. It looks like a funeral suit.
Nice. Right? Dope.
And then I had a very old suit that I hadn't tried on in 20 years. I said, I'm going to go fucking buy a suit. But a 6'6" guy that wears it, which I found out yesterday, a 52 long.
Okay.
Nobody in the city had it. I went to six places yesterday.
You got tailored.
Yeah, but not for Saturday. It ain't happening.
Okay.
God damn it.
Why are you yelling at me?
I mean, Frankenstein's monster had a nice jacket, and I can't get one.
You really did.
Yeah,
no, he didn't. No, he didn't, dude. Yeah.
He had a cool jacket.
No, he didn't have a cool jacket because the sleeves were stupid short. That's the whole thing. True.
Yeah, your size is a deformity.
Yeah, it really sucks. So I ended up trying on the 20-year-old suit, and amazingly, it fit me.
Nice.
Which, thank God. So I had to go get a dry clean. It hasn't been worn in 20 years, but that is what I'm wearing to a wedding.
Years. My suit now is the suit they let me keep from Degenerates when we filmed that.
Well, that was a good suit, though. See, that I wanted a suit that looked cool. Yeah. My dad died suit is not a cool suit.
No, it's rad. it's got sadness in it.
It's also double-breasted, which I don't like double-breasted.
Girls like sensitivity. There's sensitivity in that suit. That was a tough day for you, and a girl can feel that.
Suit, though. I mean.
But it's Kenneth Cole, so that's kind of cool. It's a decent brand.
She comes over, and you go, sorry, some of my dad's ashes got on my
kind
suit.
Of a suit.
And that's when you guys just start kissing.
Yeah.
I'm going to win this contest. I'm so romantic.
If you let your shirt sleeves stick out too far, you kind of look like a Japanese gangster.
That's true, too. Yeah, it's never going to happen to me, though. The sleeves are never going to stick out on me.
I didn't get to say to my papa. Do you mind if I finger you? my papa.
Papa.
My papa.
All of a sudden, I'm French. Papa.
My papa would want this. Let me enter you. Papa, I'm doing it. Your little boy. Is doing it.
And then just the last stupid thing before we get into this, I got very irritated. I was curious, when you did Conan and you sat panel, as they say, right? Did you do a pre-interview? Like, did they come into the green room and pre-ask you questions?
No. The guy, God bless him, JP Buck, he's just like Jeff Singer, who I think has been canceled, but I'll always give his love to. It's somebody who was like, I'm putting you on this show. Like, I booked this show, and I'm getting a way to find a way to get you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Singer did that for Jimmy Fallon show before his Tonight Show. And Conan, J.P. Buck, like, he had me do set, and he asked me to do another set, and I'm like, and I'd only be like, yeah, dude, I can only make so many concessions before I'm not doing my thing. Right. So, like, I'll do, and then he came in, and he was like, I got them to approve you coming on as, like, a panel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. Like, it's a weird, like, skip over. He goes, all right, you can't do stand-up, so do the much more important thing. I'm like, oh, great. That's great. So, and then he asked me, like,
so he did your
some stories. I told him some, I think just organically we had conversations for a while on the phone. He was like, tell that story and that story. And
okay. Well, that's great. Because I, for the first time in my life, I've been working in radio since I'm 29 and I'm 52 now.
Christ almighty.
A podcast oh asked God. Me to fucking
How are you
do,
up to sleep?
Asked me to do a pre-interview today.
You had dinner hours ago.
I would eat at 5. I know, 8 at 6. 8 at 6. I had to do a pre-interview.
Ralph lives with his mother. She gets upset she's out late.
Yeah, she's the whore. She's,
Mama.
That's why she doesn't come home, because she's
gonna... It's me, Ralph. She's been dead for years. She just changes her outfit every day. Mama, it's me. I don't want to kill her. She's nice. She's a sexting expert.
She's going to teach you how to meet other women, Mama.
I don't want to hurt her. She's not one of the bad ones, Mama.
So I've never been asked this in my entire life, to do a pre-interview podcast before the interview.
What was the podcast?
I haven't done it yet. He booked it for November 9th. It's like a...
No, but
what's... What is it? Oh, he is a former business partner with Gary Vaynerchuk. It's a business podcast.
Gary Vayner, he's hilarious. Well, dog walker.
Yeah, you know who Gary V is, or no? You know?
No. Oh. What is that?
He's like the business influencer?
He's like the business guy. Yeah.
They want you to pre-interview for something like that?
Then he did it
He helps you up about making money.
Yeah, and then they booked me for fucking November 9th, which is also ridiculous.
That is hilarious.
And then here's the worst part. Out.
You got to earn it.
He asked me to write down 15 questions. I want him to ask me.
Yo.
So I'm going to ask, like, why is your cock so beautiful? Why do old women all want to fuck you when they
ask
meet you immediately?
Should
write that.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm 100% doing that.
Really?
But I have till November. Risks. I have till November 9th to write them.
So many months. I bet you still crunched it in the last 2 weeks. That's exactly what I would do.
And I also would think
I have forever.
I send them the 15 questions, like, oh, these are not going to work for us. Like, go fuck yourself. I don't even want to do it at this point. So stupid.
Hey, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the SDR show. And this is for fans of ours over the age of 21 who are rad.
That's
I
want to
tell you guys, that's you, Ralph. Let me tell you about my new favorite vape pen from Meepod.
Otherwise known as it feels like Jay's dick.
No. Well, it feels my dick in a certain state. Ralph, don't jump ahead. As a warning, this product contains nicotine, and nicotine's an addictive chemical if you're a cool guy or ever get laid. I love this thing for several reasons. It does have a great pull. There's a bunch of flavors, and they have a peach flavor, which is my jam.
Okay.
And the feel of the device, dude, like a almost hard, not, no, it's not almost hard. It's like
there's
coming
blood
down.
Coming into it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely it's like a thicky shorty. Oh, it's nice, and it's more convenient than smoking. There's less smell, and you can use it indoors. They have refillables. They have disposables. They have stuff if you're a little 420 smoker. If you like to get a little nasty with it.
Oh, nasty!
If you're a little bit of a nasty boy. They have a bunch of disposable vapes available, including top-selling brands like Vaporlax, Draco, Hyde, and Air Bar. And also, their disposable vapes last for 6,500 puffs.
That's a very specific number.
It's a lot of puffs. I count.
I mean, how many puffs are you going to do in a day?
No, I keep a log. That's my thing. Also, Meepod has the fastest shipping available, with most orders shipping out the same day you order. So if you're a vapor or a smoker, you're going to love Meepod. Support the sponsor that supports the SDR show by going to Meepod, Meepod.com. Use promo code SDR, and you're going to get 15% off. Once again, that's Meepod, Meepod.com, promo code SDR for 15% off.
When you say POD, I think of the band.
Yeah, dude. I feel so alive.
Let's get back into it. God damn it. All right, so now I want to ask some questions. Obviously, it's coming. It's not out yet, right? When does the book come
out? It's out next week. Actually.
It's out next week.
It's on pre-order on Amazon.
I saw that.
What day? Ralph's going to camp outside of a Barnes and Noble.
Dude, I'm going to have text ready to go.
I would do it if it's a night that I could. I swear to you, if it's a night that I'm home, I will camp out front of a Barnes and Noble with you to get her book the first day it comes out.
Funny idea. Is it going to be in
the
store?
Film us staying up all night outside.
It's going to be on Amazon for now. So.
Okay, I don't think it's...
No hard copies in the stores?
It will soon.
How about if we still wait outside?
Just wait at a random place?
Just wait at a random place. And then what we'll do is we'll go in there and we'll buy Kindles at Barnes & Noble, and then we'll
download
the book.
So the first question would obviously be, did the motivation for this come because you got so many shitty... sexting messages that you said, I have to fix this?
Yes, kind of, yeah. Well, do you know what it was? When I started my OnlyFans, I realized that I didn't have anyone to do porn with, so I had to stand out somehow.
Jay.
Yeah, you weren't looking hard enough.
That was a busy month.
No, yeah. But it was the pandemic.
No.
It was the pandemic, so I couldn't find anyone that wanted to shoot with me.
That's comedian rush hour you hit me doing, baby. Winter months. People like being inside for entertainment. You know, I wanted to be there in spirit. I was.
Exactly. See, you're good.
I did my best, baby.
Okay, so continue. You.
So I had to find a way to, you know, to stand out and make money on OnlyFans. And I found sexting. And I'm really good at writing. I enjoy it.
So wait a minute.
I would suggest shitting. But this is better.
It's easier.
It's easier.
You can do it more than, much less cleanup. You can do it more than three or four times a day.
It's much less cleanup.
So you had never sexted before, or you discovered that you're good at it?
No, I discovered that I could make money on it.
Every girl's good at it.
You know? Yeah. If they're responsive. I was always good at it.
So you were sexting for the love of the game before that?
Yes, exactly. For jokes, for fun. Yeah.
But are there examples of men who just sent you like the fucking worst possible... Like every
God,
red flag
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, immediate dick pic is always
immediate
the
dick
worst.
Pic, that's the worst one. Or the
can I tell you something? Could a dick be so impressive, though, that immediate dick pic goes, you're like, all right, that was a bold move, but like, I want to hear more.
In the beginning, you know, when you get all these dick pics, in the beginning, there was, you know, one or two that were like, whoa, I want to speak to him. Yeah. But then when you see like 100 a day, trust me.
Yeah, you get
jaded. They all look the same.
Sorry. Well, the way I sent you 100, but you're supposed to flip through them quick, and it looks like
motion,
it's moving
it's
up and
motion,
down.
Yeah, stop motion.
If you thumb through them real quick, it's just doing different stuff. I'm doing puppetry of the penis through pictures.
It's,
you're welcome.
It's impressive.
I'm sorry.
It is impressive.
I did my best. My apologies.
I don't know if we've talked about this on the show, but I've never in my life sent a dick pic. Not
what
once.
What do everyone say? Everyone says yeah. that.
I never said that.
Every
I wouldn't say that.
Jay
wouldn't say that.
I've sent dick pics plenty of times.
Jay sent one
I've
on
never,
the way here.
I've never in my life ever. Here's what I...
I want to
so
rate
crazy.
Your dick.
I want
to
say what's so crazy.
Oh, that escalated quickly, Jay.
What's so crazy about the dick pic thing is that I actually am very surprised when I hear every girl you've ever met, ever, Shannon, everyone in this room, Christine, has gotten the word unsolicited dick pic is such a wacky thing to me. I go, I've never sent a dick pic.
Sidney
as
just
like,
used
as,
the cough button, made me really happy.
But sending a dick pic in my life has never been like the, she's going to love this. It's only been by request because I would never think that's the way to like keep this thing moving along.
If a girl ever asked me to send a dick pic, I immediately think she's just using it to show other people and may use
well,
it.
That's more sinister than I believed.
Or for ammunition later on in our relationship.
Very possibly. Like that's not what my concern, that? That's not what my concern would be. I'm just saying like if someone asked for it, like... if it's a situation, I guess, where I believe it, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And not to be some kind of a weird scam for some reason.
But listen, what if they want to see what they're getting into? You know, like if they're going to go, if you're going to go on a date, and I want to know
have
the
dick
hell
pic.
I'm going to, you know, I'm going to deal with.
I own one specific I own one that the dick pic.
You have one that you like, and that's the one that's in your private folder?
Yep, yeah. And I genuinely, I mean, it's been sent such a small amount of times.
I get it. Small amount of times, I get it.
Get it?
Yeah.
But at this point,
that's
it's
what
like,
I, that's what I call
it. I sent it 1,000 times, but it's still only a small amount of dick. Why?
You know, is it at this point, is it like, you know, why is Clinton on the television in the background? Is it that old? Like, how long have you had that fucking dick pic?
No, no.
You take a new one every couple of years?
No, it's
original. So you don't take, you send the same one again and again?
Yeah, that's what he said. He has a good one that he likes.
No.
Yeah, it's not different. It's not different.
You're going like no, but how old
were you? That's like cheating, though. That's like cheating. That's like putting your like
my
your...
best and brightest moment.
No,
he was 6 months old. It's that yeah. He's saying that.
Have you ever like taken a recent dick pic and compared it to your
exactly,
old dick pic?
Exactly, a dick must age.
No,
yeah, that's an old looking dick, Jay.
Yeah,
you had a youthful dick. What year is that?
Yeah, that's cheating.
Jay, your dick looks 10 years older than that picture you sent. Piece of shit.
You're cat dicking women.
Yes.
I love that idea. I was like, this is not
the dick in that picture wasn't wearing a life alert bracelet.
This is not the dick that you sent me.
Yes.
Dick
I
showed up in a
so
rascal
cheated.
Scooter.
What I was is this so
dick?
Cheated.
Nah, my dick hasn't aged a day.
It's got a little graduation cap on it. It's
my dick hasn't aged a day in 10 years.
It can't come after 4 p.m.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's proportionate.
I like that. Is it in a locked folder?
Yes.
Okay, so no one can access it. I don't think.
It might be also loosely in my gazillion pictures.
You got a
pictures.
Loose dick in your phone?
Hey, listen.
Are you in it?
If you say you could identify me by a
you're
dick
not in it at all. Like you
no.
can't.
No.
Okay.
No, that's, you can't be in it.
And it's also old enough that you, I don't think I have any, I didn't have any like hand tattoos or anything like that. So it's like, yeah, there's nothing even defining about it.
You're holding it?
But truth be told, it's mine.
Well, I would hope so.
But I'm just saying, like, in the if the few times it's out in the world, it's like if someone was like, look at this, I'd be like, what?
Okay. All right, so now I just want to get some understanding. So obviously, unsolicited dick pic is a big no-no.
It's a big no-no.
A couple of other big no-nos. Before we get into the game, we should have some sort of, like, you know, barometers of good and bad.
Stalking. That's stalking. No good.
What about a butthole pic?
Pardon?
A butthole pic right out the gate.
That sounds sexy.
Okay. Just checking.
But you know,
trying to walk on the wild side.
And now, by the way, Sydney pulls out his phone and hits delete like seven times.
There's some guys that like to send that and they want me to rate it.
They're buttholes?
Yes.
Don't
worry.
I'm sure I'm sure my butthole's lovely, but don't rate
it. It's bizarre. It's the most bizarre thing ever.
I can't take the bad news. That's a one.
I have to imagine I have a terrible butthole.
Frowns.
I imagine I have a terrible one. So other things that guys shouldn't do, like you said, stalking. This is a question.
Not stalking, but here's what I actually mean, and I know this from watching all the pedophile hunts I watch online. Double texting is also a bad thing. You don't want to over text.
I don't mind. I'll send a second text.
Oh, you creep.
After that, I would never send another text.
Oh, you're a rapist.
Yeah, I would never send a third text, but I would send a second. Is that, you think that's weird?
Yeah, that's too many texts. Ew, weird.
But not two, like one, and then maybe a week later another one. Is that a bad?
I would. Oh, a week later. Now it's a week later.
I was saying, not like double text right
later.
Yeah.
I didn't say.
A week later,
he says.
Yeah,
like if I don't
hear
anything back in a while.
Week later,
tantric
bullshit. Coming to me with that week later ass shit.
Are you having a stroke?
No. What is this? Wildberry aside.
Wildberry's getting to you. So you, if I sent you a text, let's say, do you want to do dinner Friday? You don't respond. And then next weekend, a week later, I said, what's your schedule like this weekend?
I wouldn't mind that.
Ralph is 1,000% buffering you for what he's going to actually pursue to try to do later.
Really?
Yeah, you can cut that out if you wanted to pre-record. But
I might say yes, you know.
Hell yeah, you should. You
why
should
you
say
dial
yes.
It this back guy's a runner. Dick pics are coming.
This guy's a runner.
I already told her I'm running my half marathon.
Yeah, I hope you're willing to have dinner and be done fucking by 8 p.m. because he has to wake up at 4 to run with pigeons like Mike Tyson.
I come running with you, babe. Don't worry.
There we go. Here's my running theme.
Here he is.
Well, wait till you see the pics from Iceland, Jay. You're going to love it.
He does. Now he wears pants that hug his dick.
Yeah, I'm wearing looser pants today, so you don't have to grab my dick this time.
Why can't I?
You can still do it.
Thank you.
Now it'll just be a little bit harder to search
for. Why don't you give me more reasons to not show up here?
All right, so give me a couple of other things we shouldn't do.
Okay, too long messages. That's not good.
Okay, yeah.
It has to be short and consist and flirty. Okay. And don't go in too fast.
Snatch,
you know?
Open now.
What if?
Yes, yeah.
What about this? When you text a guy.
Finger, asshole, do it. Three periods.
You're getting me hard just by saying that. If you text a guy.
Yes.
And he texts back immediately, is that a turnoff?
No, not necessarily.
Because I usually wait. If I get a text message, I will wait.
What if you're cock in hand, dude? You got to start getting going back and forth.
I will wait a little bit.
If we're sexting and I'm like there.
No, not sexting. I'm talking about
texting.
The initial
just texting.
Flirting.
She's talking about sexting.
Yeah,
but you don't write the Bible on regular texting.
Yeah, he's
idiot.
Trying to get texting protocol.
Yeah, because I'm a texter. I'm not much of a sexter.
Why don't you talk to my daughter? She's a teenager. She'll tell you all about texting.
You don't think her and I text?
Oh, my Christ.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, my gosh. What he's saying isn't even legal in Sweden.
No, it is. I think it is. He's 19.
It's not.
I know. It's all legal, Ralph. Congrats. You can fuck my daughter. Wow.
Oh, God.
Neat.
I've been waiting for fucking 7 years now.
Oh, my God. I hope she gives it to you and beats the shit out of you.
Yeah.
I hope she rapes you.
If you found out
that my daughter raped you,
that your daughter fucked a comic that you know,
right?
Would that ruin your relationship with that comic?
Yeah, I'd probably be uncontrollably drawn to attack them. Well, that was a gut reaction.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a comic who's like a 23-year-old comic and she's
someone
around the comedy world because she's 19,
no, someone
comes
that
to my
you,
shit.
That someone that you know. So let's say he's...
I don't even know if it's somebody I know. I'm like, if it's somebody I know and I don't think it's a good idea, I would say something about that. But if it's someone who I don't really know, but they happen to be a comic...
Yeah, but no, that,
like,
I don't care. But that's different. That's just a coincidence almost. I'm talking about... I don't know, who's the youngest comic in your circle of people?
Dylan.
Dylan, there's a good one.
No, Dylan can't fuck my daughter.
All right, so if he did,
what's
you'd lose your
shit. I don't think he's looking to.
No, but
what's wrong with Dylan?
Yeah, I don't know
Dylan,
but...
He hangs out as a friend and things. Mm-hmm. So because he's a comedian and a producer over here and like in this world. So like now it's crossover world.
Paco.
Right there. Literally nobody in my circle.
No one that knows you.
No.
I got interracial.
It could be. I'm not saying it's somebody who isn't known, but if it's somebody who
right,
I
that's
know.
What I mean. I mean someone in your circle. I don't mean just a comic.
Nobody in my circle. Right. No. Nobody in my circle.
That's pretty interesting.
Can fuck my daughter.
Well, I've got news for you.
Yeah. You're out of my circle. Isn't this a Netflix show? Guys, we're so Netflix here.
All right, so now going back to the sexting.
Yes.
Not too much sexting.
Not too much sexting. Don't wait too long to reply. That's
okay,
also
well, sexting I would get. I get that. If you're sexting in the heat of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
good back.
In the heat of it.
Well,
yes.
I was talking about texting. I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't. I didn't make the fucking delineation.
Oh, this guy's on foreplay still.
He's just trying to find out how to send a grocery list.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, don't knock it.
You see my
Instagram feed? It's all food. I need a grocery list.
First things first. How do I send you my sign up page for Gas Digital Network? For $7.99 a month, you get access to all.
So, by the way, on the game, are we sexting or are we just trying to seduce her?
It'll be sexting because of what the categories consist of.
Okay, fair enough. Makes sense. All right, I like it now. Hi there, responsible adults.
Yes.
Over the age of 21.
Oh, yes.
Living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Oh, yes, for Delta 8, yes. Yeah. 18 if you're hooking it up, though, you know what I mean?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, it's legal in every state, Ralph.
Is it? Hooking up at 18.
Oh, every state. If you keep it 18 and above in every state... You're good to go,
you're
dude.
You're pretty good.
Now, sure, you're thinking the New Mexico's and those forgotten states will have a 12-year-old thing or something, but don't get into that.
There's the Romeo and Juliet laws in those states.
It's a dicey game. Romeo wasn't 52, Ralph. Mm-hmm. Get it? What is it? Grape nuts in your throat? Some kind of a gay runner's food? Some sort of a bar that comes in a package that says cookies and cream, but it's just some sort of oat dust.
If you want to get high, really super duper legally high.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, pigs.
Only one place to go, which is joedelta.com.
High quality lab tested Delta 8, dude.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Oh, yes.
I got an honorary doctorate.
And now I call myself a scientist.
Yeah, fair enough.
This is the highest quality. I work in a laboratory now.
Can I ask you a question, Empire?
Sure, dude.
What?
No. Yo, Delta Vampire.
Yo, Delta Vampire. Sorry.
Get together, dickhead.
What is Delta 8?
Huh?
What's Delta 8?
Oh, so you know there's weed, right?
Sort of.
And then they break a little of that off and they call it CBD, right?
Yeah.
Well, they break another little piece off, they call it Delta 8.
You lost me. You got too scientific.
No, well, it's all science stuff, dude. You know what I mean? You have to have a lab coat to get it, really.
Like you really know what you're talking about.
Yes. Yeah, gummies, vapes, that's all. No flour. That's not our game. Gas station bullshit, bro.
If you go to yodelta.com, use the promo code GAS. GAS?
Yes, that means it doesn't come solely in bulk to me and sort of spread it out over all of our shows, even the black one.
Even those. You get 25% off. It's crazy.
Even the two black shows get a little bit of this advertisement.
Yeah, thank God.
Is it thank God?
thank the Yo Delta Empire.
Well, Ralph, when I talked to you in our sit-down meeting before the shows, you didn't tell me that we were affirmative actioning over here at Gas Digitals. But okay, I'm from a different time.
A different
you understand.
You are 4,000 years old.
I'm 4,000 years old. These people weren't even here. And yes, I said these people, I'm sorry.
YoDelta.com. Use the code GAS. Get 25% off. Yo Delta's home of the Delta 8 that will get you super
duper. Fuck yeah, dude. Are you on the Delta 8 right now?
I might be.
You whacked out there, dude. Should I put a wallet in your mouth before you have the next stroke?
Oh.
Oh, is that the girl?
It's time to get back to the show. All right, so by the way, what we're doing is this. So we might as well start getting into it.
Okay.
So Shannon has a half a dozen categories, roughly, right? Each of us are going to text Shannon. Why? I don't trust... If you hear what each of us are writing, maybe you think Jay's funny, so you're going to want to like his messages more because you know they came from him. Maybe you like his big black cock, so you're going to vote for him. You're the one that said it.
Dude, how do you know it's black?
Maybe she likes your stories of morning runs.
Maybe she likes my running stories. So we're sending them to Shannon, so there's no
judgment. What happened to Ralph? Remember Ralph was so rad?
Okay, let's do this.
and then you will pick the winner.
Okay.
And then what happens, Shannon? We go round for round.
Yeah. So each round, the two losers will take a drink, or I don't think Sydney's drinking, so Ralph or Jay.
I'm opening up a message to Shannon so I can be ready.
And then at the end of it, the loser will send a message, a flirtatious message to a girl on their phone.
But that she writes?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. That seems like the winner should get that, but we'll give it to the loser. Either one.
Well, you're giving over the control to her.
Yeah, you're giving the control to her. Okay, I wonder who I'm going to send that message to if I lose.
I'm going to go with daughter. My wife.
I probably should go. I think it should be me or Jay. You don't count
on my
that.
Daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. I have the number. It's already. She did text me once, you know.
For what? I'm sure it wasn't to fucking, hey, you want to watch a movie or something late night?
No, good. She asked me if I knew someone that did social media stuff.
Now, there you go. That's funny. She hit me up once. Like, why are you saying it all fucking sinister like that?
I wanted to freak you out.
It's like 2 a.m. She wrote you up.
All right. So we have an intro, right, Shannon?
We do have an intro.
Oh, let's hit that intro. That's your intro. Ooh, I like it. Look, Jay.
Oh, nice.
I thought you were wearing that now for a second.
I like that a lot. Wow.
That's
good job.
Cool.
I want to sext you up. You're playing the fucking.
No, as we're sexting. Now, me bad, let me ask you this. As we're sexting, is this how we should do this? Let me ask a real question here because it has to go back and forth.
No, I think it should be around. We like you pick a topic.
Just one.
One message.
One message.
Yeah, per round.
Okay.
I think that's the best way to do it.
You just feel like you work.
You have your phone handy, Jay?
You're trying to make.
I was
real
like more. I was thinking things like.
You have a phone handy? Where's your phone?
It's in my pocket. Settle down.
Where's your fucking phone?
I go. I was thinking things along the lines of like, damn. And then she'll be like, what? I go. This thing's so fucking throbbing right now. It's just like, you know, you have to get the engagement going. It's like, what? He goes, I don't know. I'm like ready to burst. I don't know. It's never been this hard. Anyway, what are you getting into?
I feel like he's trying to influence the jury over here.
Yeah, I really feel it. Thank God it's going to be anonymous because it's going to Shannon. See what he's doing?
Yeah, he is.
You see what he's trying to do? Hedging the bets here.
Yeah, this thing's crazy right now.
Yeah. Strike that from the record right now. You didn't hear that.
Well, the good news is there's going to be no influence. It's all going to Shannon. All right, so Shannon, give us the first topic.
Okay, so one of the ones I have is an opening message. Do you guys want to do that or you just want to go straight into the
I'm going to let Jay make a judgment call on that. An opening message. Like just a
lead in.
So you're leading. You saw her on
Instagram,
and now you're trying to say something. Is that? Are you doing that, Jay? Is that what you're doing?
We're going. Wait, we don't even know each other yet.
Yeah,
we have to break the ice.
Break the ice.
Yes.
Oh goodness gracious!
And they all don't have to lead into the other. Like they're all independent of the previous messages.
Okay. God damn.
You know what? I'm going to do this. I think I have the best idea for me. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to be honest. Hold on. I am sending her. I'm not going to say the answer because that'd be cheating.
Again, this is we don't. She doesn't know me. I saw her on the internet, and I'm just trying to break through all the creeps.
Yes.
And get her to notice me.
Yes.
Okay.
This is exciting.
Right. I really hope guys from Tinder and stuff are watching this because
so do I.
They're opening messages. I have a full dating app full of highs and how are yous that I just never even open.
Oh my God, yeah, that's the worst. Hey.
It's so freaking annoying.
Like, hey, you know, what the hell?
Least effort possible.
Exactly.
So we'll just talk and you guys.
Yeah, sorry. I'm crafting poetry here.
Don't make it too long.
Don't give him tips. Let him sink his ship.
I'm going running this Friday. Okay, got it.
Man, my wife would be so disappointed in me if all I'm right. not the one that gets you.
Did you send already? Did you send?
Yeah, I did.
All right, so we're just waiting on Jay. And just read them in a random order so she has no idea.
Yeah, I am locked in.
And this is just
this is exciting.
Okay, let's see. We'll see what happens. Jay's really thinking about it.
No, I texted.
Oh, you did already. Okay, you have all three, Shannon.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so by the way, I guess you could judge on each one, but then you got to pick a winner. Yeah, it's fair enough.
Okay, here is
And don't say our names. Here is Sydney's wink. Yes.
Okay. First one is, damn, this shit is mad stupid hard right now. What's up? I saw we're both friends with.
Wait, well, I know whose it is already. I'm assuming.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, no, that's a no.
Shut up, bro.
I can't say it.
Shannon, we're playing a game. Can you read the goddamn thing?
Okay, let me start again. Psh, damn, this shit is mad stupid hard right now. What's up? I saw we're both friends with Sven Horgan Sinflugan on IG. You DTF?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's the first one.
Good one, Sydney.
How did Lainey's get in there?
Here's the next one. Hey there. So your book is coming out! ! Congrats! ! Prepare to be wowed / horrified by my sexting ability. Cartwheel emoji.
Oh, I like that.
Number two.
And dud. Sounds like a dud in the sack.
Number three is, I promise if you respond back to me, it will go well.
Oh, that's cute.
So now I feel like you can, I feel like maybe I should have let her critique in between them.
Right.
But I guess you can comment on them now, then pick your favorite.
Well, definitely number two. The soapy stuff, that goes well. Yeah, that's cute. The first one, oh my God, two.
How do you make that first noise, Shannon?
I don't even know what to say to that.
How do you spell that?
P-S-S-S-S-H-H-H.
I don't even know what to say to that one.
What you say is, oh yeah, Jorgen Flugen. He's actually my cousin. I go, shut up. We work together at IKEA.
But about this third one.
That was a good attempt. It was okay.
Around two.
You know what? Don't say whose is whose.
We don't want to reveal it?
Yeah, wait, then maybe wait till
no,
the end.
Round by round? You have to do
drinks. Oh, you have to drink. Oh, that's right. Fair enough.
So the winner of round two, round one was Ralph.
Oh, wow.
I believe I technically got second. Right?
You got second. Thank you. Does that matter to you?
It matters. It matters so much to me.
God, you don't want to disappoint
Yo,
the
Lane,
wife.
Yo, Lane, this chick's uptight. Yo, who brought... Hey, Lane, thanks for bringing the wet blanket over here. It's not you, Amber. It's me. I'm kidding. I'm teasing.
All right, let's hear
I'm going to win you back on this one.
You don't even know what the topic is yet.
It doesn't matter. Oh. The topic.
Okay. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, yeah. In this next message, you are trying to talk Amber into a threesome.
Whoa. Now, can I ask a question?
Maybe.
In this message, have I already doinked Amber? Or is this a flat out?
It's flat out.
Oh.
It's a flat out. So I've never had sex with her.
I think it's fair that way that you did.
But
not.
We know each other now.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a rapport.
Someone that you know when you're trying to talk her into a threesome.
Now, by the way, I'm doing this legit serious.
Look at
not
them go.
They all
don't
are.
Give hints.
Sorry.
I like that I see the little bubbles populating on my phone.
Not from me, you don't.
No, you don't. Everyone good with drinks on the table?
I'd take another one.
Okay. I'll take another one, too. Boom, boom, boom. Someone's got to talk. We should have music playing or something.
Shannon, why don't you fill time? Get vamp.
Drinks.
No.
So I recorded a really fun episode on my show today. Okay,
thank you.
Oh, yeah. Talk to us about it, please.
Zach Amico and Felicia Gillespie. Really fun ghost stories told in the show about, what's it called? Sleep paralysis. Really interesting stories about the hag that people see when they have nightmares and everyone sees the same image. Have you ever had a ghost experience, Amber?
No, I haven't. Thank God. That would terrify me. Actually.
Do you believe that they exist?
I don't know, actually.
Okay.
I don't want to believe. I'm too scared to. I won't be able to sleep at night if I do. But I'm sure I've seen like crazy stuff.
You have, but you ignore it.
I don't want to calm down or something.
Yeah, I grew up in a really superstitious family, so I was trained to believe that coincidences are ghosts.
Really?
Fair enough. Are you native to Sweden?
I'm half Chilean.
Half Chilean. And which side do you identify with more?
Chilean.
Chilean. Oh, that's interesting.
I feel more Latin.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. How long have you lived in Sweden?
All my life.
Oh, okay. So,
but you know, I have a Latin temper.
It's physiologically Latin. Yes.
Which side is Swedish? Which side is Latin?
My dad is Swedish. My mom is Latin. So okay,
fair enough.
Right. I'll let you know. And we're not going to know whose is whose, but mine is a direct copy and paste of the first time I got Christine to have a threesome.
Mm. Okay, wait.
Also, this
can
is
I ask
proof. This is proven. You already. This is tested.
This has already worked.
Can I ask questions on that?
That's cheating,
is this
though.
It was Christine and you dating?
Yes.
You're already together for a bit.
Yeah.
And so now you're suggesting something to her.
Yes.
Okay, so that would actually technically maybe not work because you're assuming familiarity.
Mm. A little bit.
Interesting.
A little bit.
Interesting. I will say this about
mine. We were pretty new, though.
Okay. Mine is a go-to when things are going south with a girl.
You're a scuzz.
And I just throw a fucking, like a Hail Mary.
You don't even know sports enough to know what that means. You said a Hail Mary and did this. Yeah. It's the longest cannon ever. Hail Mary, wizard stuff.
Yeah, technically, you're not throwing a Hail Mary. You're doing trick plays at this point. Statue of Liberty.
And by the way, it's not worked 80% of the time, but it has worked about 20% of the time. All right.
In no particular order.
Okay. So number one. I have a crazy idea. How about you grab a hot girlfriend? We all go out for sushi and drinks, and then whatever happens, we can blame it on the alcohol the next day. That's number one. Do you want to let her comment in between?
Sure. That's not bad at all. That's quite tempting.
Okay.
I mean, it's cute.
Is it?
I'm guessing it's not Jay's.
I like sushi. I like drinks. What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that.
All right, next one. I want to prove to you that I'm man enough to disappoint two women at once. You want to bring a friend?
I like it.
That's great.
I like it. Funny shit goes well. Yeah, I like it.
And the last one. My sister's friend Donna is in town and wants to fuck, but she's a pig and it's only worth it if another chick is there. I remember you were into some wacky shit, so you want to come fuck it out. Papa John's after on me. You like the show Intervention?
Wait a minute. Can you please read that one again?
I would just tell this guy, I think you need professional help.
Please read that one again.
Okay. My sister's friend Donna is in town and wants to fuck, but she's a pig and it's only worth it if another chick is there. I remember you were into some wacky shit, so you want to come fuck it out? Papa John's after on me. You like the show Intervention?
By the way, I don't think I've ever internally laughed as much as watching Jay.
Well, let's not give it away before she votes, dude. Can we have this a fair election here? Wow.
What are your thoughts on that one, Amber?
Well, he needs professional help, but I kind of like it.
That's our black friend, Sydney. Watch your mouth.
Which is your favorite of that round?
Oh, I have to say three.
Oh, Jay.
I liked it. It's wacky. It's crazy. I liked it.
Plus, Donna's not ugly.
She's just a pig.
She's a pig.
You know what's funny? I thought.
And I'd be the hottest one there. So that's great.
Yeah, she parties, though. But Donna comes to party. You hook up with threesome a lot of time. The girl won't eat your pussy. Donna will eat your pussy. She don't give a shit.
Let me say this. A, I thought yours was his. Until yours came out.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Sure. And you seem to like all three of them, but you like Jay's the best.
Yes. Yeah.
Who was second? Just out of curiosity, no big deal.
Yeah, read the other two again real quick so she has
a we had the sushi one. I remember the sushi and the drink.
The sushi, and then I want to prove to you that I'm man enough to disappoint two women at once. Wanna bring a friend?
Oh.
And read the first one.
I think the disappointment one is the second. The sushi one is cute, but yeah, the second. Okay.
You have a weird thing off for everybody you ever
met. Second place my way into a victory here. That's all I'm saying.
I lost that one. Quite possible. I'm last place on that one.
Quite possible. So I might be in the lead. Am I in the lead?
But for middle. Oh,
I didn't realize me and Shannon were fighting. She got me a citrus smash.
I didn't get it.
I guess I wasn't cool enough for the watermelon.
Wait, I'll give you a
nice.
I'll tell you the next one and then I'll run again.
Please.
Okay. By the way, these are going like in varying levels of X-ratedness.
Oh, please.
Difficult.
Okay. This one, talk her into sending a nude.
Okay.
Wow. That's a hard one for me. Let me think about that. Someone talk. Tell us a story while we're doing this.
Well, a story about what? Let's think here. Yeah, I want to know why men are so obsessed with getting their dicks rated.
Right.
By the way, I never realized how big of a thing that was until recently.
I would only send you my dick pic if you promised to, for any, moving forward, I think you signed a contract to say you will never rate it ever or tell anyone the rating you would give to it.
But it's the rating that I don't get. I mean, the dick pic, I know men love their dicks, but like, why do they want a rating? What, like,
I don't.
What if they're going to be disappointed?
You want to be rated? That's what all I would feel is it would be like, oh, all right. Like, so I don't want that kind of a rating. A fucking 3-star out of 5? Boo.
Okay, what would you rate your own dick? Like, what would you say if you had to rate it yourself?
I come in super low. I come in super low confidence, so then I can really shine later. And you go, oh, wow, you did everything else so great.
I just rate my dick as present. You know what I mean? It's there.
Oh, so
it's
you don't think
I thought you
pretty?
Meant like it was a present for the girls. Your dick is so great.
I mean, I like to believe.
You wrap it up in a bow or something?
Yes.
For Valentine's Day, you wrap it up in a bow.
Yeah, I wish I wasn't circumcised so they could unwrap it every time.
Your watch confused me, by the way. It's all zeros.
Yeah, I forgot to time myself for the set that I did earlier.
Oh, okay. I got scared.
Yeah.
I thought we were ending.
You thought we were
the world's about to end. Yeah. By the way, so are we going to rate the Shannon in a 1-2-3 where, you know, number one gets 3 points, number two gets 2 points, and the last place gets 1 point, and then you combine that at the end for
Sydney
a true winner?
Sydney does want that to be the case,
yes,
and we're
Sydney
not too
does.
Far in to do that. So do you want to do like 10-5-1?
You just do 3-2-1.
3-2-1.
Okay, so the first one was Ralph, yeah. So 3.
And I think Sydney was 2, Jay was 1, and the second one was the reverse. Jay was 3.
I think we're all
Sydney
tied.
2, and I was 1.
Okay, got it.
Right? I think that's
so
right.
Yeah, it is tied. Oh, I don't know.
Good math.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll change as we go along.
Yeah, I ran track, so I can do this type of math. This is the only math.
You're on track?
Yeah.
How far is that?
I was a high jumper.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, thank God.
Wow. Did you do marathons too?
By the way, I did NNFA today, and I thought for sure the whole thing was going to be running, but it didn't. Only came up for like 30 seconds. Does that disappoint anybody? They don't get to hear my inner workings of my running and my cooking.
Yeah, are you constantly looking to drop that knowledge on people?
No,
me and Dave, we just talked about it.
Yeah, it's always running. You have it in, Jay?
Yeah.
All right, I was waiting for you.
Okay. Okay, so again, this one was to talk her into sending you a nude. Here's the first one. It's cold over here without you. Could you send me a pic of you that'll warm me up?
I guess also, by the way, we should have asked in this scenario that person knows
that's
her.
A really, really sweet one.
But it technically means that that person
like
knows
sweet.
Her, though.
Women like sweet.
That was sweet.
Yeah.
We do
but
like
it does,
sweet.
It, that one assumes familiarity, too.
We keep that in mind, how sweet that was when you're making your decisions.
Okay, next one. You don't have one of those. You don't have one of those thick beefer pussies, do you? Because I won't fuck that shit. Prove it, or I'm fucking out.
That's clever.
Point. Clock ticking! Also, you never said if you watch Intervention. Rude much.
Rude much.
Wow.
And then, Jesus.
By the way, I'm not saying anything yet.
Do you want to comment on that one?
No, I don't, because I don't want to give
not
away
you.
Anything. Oh, sorry.
Fucking egomaniac.
I have two
psycho.
Drinks.
I mean, you know what? It is tempting. Like, you want to prove that you know, you
they call
don't
that,
have a beaver.
They call that negging in the game. What was that guy's name again, Shannon?
Well, you want to make sure people.
Are you
mystery?
I do understand the idea of
a nager.
Listen, I do understand. Probably, you know, you want to prove you don't have a beef or a pussy.
Oh
Of course, I would.
I don't know if that's my, if that would be what I would write necessarily, but I understand why that would be. Beef. It's not a crazy thing to ask.
I mean, who wants a beef or pussy, right? That's exactly. Well,
at the end of the day, I mean, if it's a beef or pussy, take a beef or pussy. Yeah. Either way, when she sends it, you're not going to say it's a beef or pussy, no matter what, even if it is a beef or pussy.
Even if it's the beefiest beefer you've ever seen, you're not going to say it.
You're going to be like, wow. And, that's you know, it. And you just fold up them lips. You fold them lips up like an American flag at a funeral. And you have your way. If that was, but I think the first one was sweet.
I like the first one. The first one was very sweet.
Me too, right?
Yeah. We like sweets. We like sweet. Women like sweet, yeah.
The last one was
fucking crazy.
No, I didn't
get the second one.
The second one was fucking ridiculous.
The last one is, you're the hottest girl I've ever seen. Please tell me the combination of words that I need to type to get you to send me a naughty pic, tongue sticking out emoji.
Naughty. Oh. What a fucking fruit. Naughty. Oh my God.
Ooh. All right, what do you
think
of that?
You're a pedophile.
I think I also think it's very cute.
You're a guy. So
you go through. You have the beefer. You have the short but sweet one, and then you have the combination of words one.
Oof, tough one.
Right.
You want Shannon to read them again and make a gut decision?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. First one. It's cold over here without you. Could you send me a pic of you that'll warm me up?
That's sweet.
Sweet. It's really sweet.
We like that.
Next one. You don't have one of those thick beefer pussies, do you? Because I won't fuck that shit. Prove it or I'm fucking out. Clock's ticking. Also, you never said if you watch Intervention. Rude much?
Challenging.
And then, you're the hottest girl I've ever seen. Please tell me the combination of words that I need to type to get you to send me a naughty pic.
You're the hottest girl I've ever seen. What a desperate asshole.
You know what? I'm embarrassed to say that I would go for number two.
Whoa, which one was two? The beaver?
I think we know what it was now.
I lied. I you know what? I have a thing for narcissist guys, and that's totally narcissistic. Wow. So.
Shocking.
What? I wish I would have known that.
Well, they're still on the round, right?
And then number two?
Yeah, who was ranked two on that one?
The super sweet one?
The super sweet one.
Oh. I really feel like you're
wrong. Yeah, the combination one's third. Yeah.
Oh, God damn it.
Ralph, you aren't supposed to give away whose is who.
Well, I think we can't now.
Ralph, we're nuts. Play the game right. God, this guy doesn't even care about his own rules he made. Who is this dude?
I am losing.
He's taking
this
his ball and
game.
Going home right now. He invited us over for kickball.
Wait, my internet fleeced right now.
All right, go ahead. Next one.
Okay. Next one is talk her into watching you jerk off.
Ooh.
While they type, Amber, tell me about your worst date story.
Oh my God, I've been asked this so many times. Well, one of the worst ones is actually not really that bad, but Swedish guys are kind of cheap. I hate cheap. And I lived in London for many years, and I moved back to Sweden about 3 years ago. And I went on a date with a Swedish guy. We went for dinner, everything was great. The bill came, and the guy takes out his calculator and actually starts. Yes.
He divided by two.
This is the worst part. He didn't even divide it by half. He's still actually counting what I had and what he had.
Oh my God.
Because I had dessert apparently, and I had one extra Diet Coke. So I had to pay more than him.
That's crazy.
That's insane. That's so rude. Like, really. I was very offended.
Have you always, Jay, in your single life, paid for the meal?
I've never been single ever.
It's too expensive to be single. That's why.
Because Shannon had that experience recently where the guy complained about the drinks being too much at a place he brought her to.
They were $15.
And then he also tried he took her card when she offered to pay. But then I think it didn't happen, right?
Shut up.
Am I right about that?
Well, when the bartender, because like he had like a tab running with the bartender, and then when she came to settle it out, I was like, you know, I'm a lady, so I'm gonna offer. I didn't have cash on me though. I was like, do you want to split it or put the tip on my card? And he took my card, and the bartender was like, oh, I can't split it that way.
That's the only reason why you didn't
pay.
But
then it started pouring outside, so I had to wait for the Uber prices to drop. So we stayed for one more drink, and then he's like, oh, there you go. Now you can pay for this.
Whoa! I love it.
And this was a first date?
First date.
No. Like, okay, if you're in a relationship, like, I don't expect the guy to pay all the time, but for the first date, come on.
I mean, where is chivalry and romance? Shannon, the next text question.
And what's the topic again, just to refresh everybody's mind? And by the way, after this one, there should be one more and we're done, because we're running out of time.
Okay. So this one is talk her into watching you jerk off. The first one is, you want to watch me crank? I'm pretty close.
Show them all together.
Pretty what?
Wait, let me start again. You want to watch me crank? I'm pretty close. Feels like it's going to be a fat batch. FaceTime with me with your box out.
All right.
Okay, that's number one.
That's sexy.
Yeah.
Very, very, very graphic.
That was hot. I was like, kind of directing the point.
Pretty graphic.
No. Let's get it going. We're here.
Next one.
I mean, whatever. Objectively.
Yeah, seems like it. Seems very objective.
Objectively, we're here. That's what I would say.
Next one. Hey, you cunt. If you ask nicely, I might let you see me pull on my monster hog. You'll thank me after.
Okay.
Wow, that was very European.
That's
wow.
A very interesting way to address a lady, but you know.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you, Bobby, for bringing me a berry and not treating me like a fucking jerk off.
I didn't do that.
With a citrus smash.
I like the citrus smash.
Bobby, do me a favor, take this and throw it at a child. Thank you. Thank you.
The last one. I think I've been coming wrong. You want to watch me come real quick and let me know if I'm doing it right?
That's interesting.
I like that one.
Really? Because it's fucking stupid as shit.
I like that
it's
one.
It's not dumb. It's really like dumb. No, it's a guy who's got a body in his closet for sure.
I love
sure.
it. Yeah. I love
There's
that
definitely
one.
A dead hooker in the guy's closet who said something.
I think you're trying to sway the audience.
I don't know. Maybe I wrote it.
I don't know. I
maybe that one was me. And I'm trying to. This is my confession. Let you know that I have a hooker in my closet who's dead. Christine, you're complicit, Christine.
All right, so you want to read them again, all three, real quick, Shannon, please?
Yeah, so first one, you want to watch me crank? I'm pretty close. Feels like it's going to be a fat batch. FaceTime me with your box out.
Okay.
Second one.
Next one. Okay. Hey, you cunt. By the way, if someone were to look into my phone,
you could ruin our lives.
Shannon, you should never get rid of these threats.
Because it's you guys just saying them to me and me not responding.
Like 5 minutes like, apart.
Don't be a cunt answer. Like this was, I hope the cops look at their hands on this. Oh, you got pretty aggressive there with no response.
Next one. Hey, you cunt. If you ask nicely, I might let you see me pull on my monster hog. You'll thank me after. Mm-hmm. And the last one, I think I've been coming wrong. You want to watch me come real quick and let me know if I'm doing it right?
Ridiculously stupid.
Yeah, pick one.
What's your favorite?
That's so shitty.
Three.
Wow.
Hey, Sydney, you did it.
And two?
Two. I hate the word cunt, so I'm going to go with number one.
Right?
Okay, yeah, I wrote two just to be aggressive.
Really Ralph. Yes.
Oh, so you changed your tactic there.
I went two. Yeah. I went bold, deep in narcissism. Yeah.
He tried to do the narcissistic thing.
All right, one more last.
Last one for all the marbles. You want to give a running tally where we're at score-wise?
Why? It might be not close enough to make it fun.
Oh, I think it is.
I think it's you two are very close. I think I'm out of it. I might if I get three.
Who's very close?
Okay,
me and Amber. You mean emotionally?
Yeah,
we bonded a little bit. We talked about tiny meatballs together.
Jay and Sydney are tied with 9. Ralph has 6.
Okay, so I could not win no matter what.
And that is why I was saying, remember from before. Can we make it a chance where Ralph could win? 10-point question.
Sure. Yes.
Mm-hmm. 10 points in the first place.
Okay. No, but I think the loser points. Should buy me a drink or should buy me dinner. How about that?
What was it? Yeah. What was that?
Take her to sushi, you cunt.
Yes.
With her beefy pussy.
Sushi and drinks.
Hey, take this beefy pussy out for sushi.
Okay. This last one will be... Okay. Talk her into anal.
Ooh.
Amber, tell me about a time you got into a physical altercation.
Oh, I've actually never been in a fight, believe it or not, unless you're talking about boyfriends.
on a drunk night out
or something like that.
Have you gotten into a fight with a chick on a drunk night out?
Never.
Only a guy. Was that you attacking him?
My narcissistic ex, yeah.
You attacked him.
Yeah, probably.
Tell me about one time.
I'm having an issue with this one.
Well, I probably went through his phone or some shit like that. I was young. I'm not proud of it. And found something that I didn't like and probably, you know, maybe hit him with a bottle or something.
Oh, so you had a weapon.
Yeah. I just tapped in lightly.
Okay. Did he learn his lesson?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
He did.
I did. I went through all the questions for my show. What else? Do you believe in aliens?
I don't believe in aliens.
Okay.
Do you?
I'm open to the idea of it. I don't know for sure.
I don't like the idea of anything that is like that's unknown. It freaks me out. Mm-hmm. You know,
I get it, yeah.
It's too deep for me.
What's your biggest fear?
Oof, my biggest fear to get my heart broken.
Okay.
To be honest, and I'm also very scared of birds. I hate birds. Oh, owls. Oh, I hate them.
You ever see? By the way, they showed lately on went viral on the Instagrams. A shaved owl, how ridiculous they look without their feathers. Look it up. So, it's crazy looking.
But they're so creepy. There's something so sinister
about
owls.
Wait till you see
what
it looks like without feathers, right? Owl without feathers. Or it's crazy.
It looks like a skeleton.
Right. It's hard to believe it's a real, it's the same thing.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
Can you pull it up on the screen?
Can we see it?
Yeah, hold on.
It's crazy looking.
Never seen a naked owl before.
I'm trying to find out wasn't a meme.
That's exactly what it is.
It went viral for a bit, like a couple months ago.
I feel like it's a skeleton.
Oh, God.
Look at that. No, that's just a shaved owl.
Wow.
Isn't that hard to believe?
No.
Jay, look at that.
What? That's not an owl.
That's an owl.
It's not alive, though, right?
Yeah, it is.
Ew. Is that what I eat?
Yeah. It looks like there's a lot of meat on that owl.
I'm almost done, guys.
Yeah, it looks alien.
By the way, we were going to do a. Another fan fiction, but we don't have time for that. We're just going to do the first and get out of here.
By the way, I think they took a note because it looks like they've been writing them differently, where they separate out the quotes, which is very helpful.
Oh, so I have to do that download again for the new?
No, we have a bunch to
go
through.
Okay, good. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, dude.
You send it?
But this is very important to him. I think he likes anal, so he needs to really put in the effort. You know
how much I love anal?
I know. Yeah. Anal and beefy bush.
You know it's like my thing?
Okay, so this one is trying to talk Amber into doing anal. First one is, I'll let you put whatever you want in my butt, as long as you never clarify to my friends that it was my butthole when we did anal. You in?
Ooh. Oh, a little swisharoo.
Tempting. Tempting.
Roll a little roll reversal.
Very tempting. I like that.
I like it too.
Number two. I want to come inside your beautiful ass. I promise to start gentle. Pick me so Jay loses this game.
Come on. Come on. Come on. That's classless.
Yeah.
That's good.
I thought we were playing a game. That's not a fair game thing.
It could have been Sydney. I don't know.
Oh, we know.
I think that was us. That might have been Jay.
This next one has...
Jay might have been self-deprecating. You never know.
Yeah.
The next one starts with an emoticon of the person with stars in their eyes. It says, when's the last time you shit? Actually, you know what? It doesn't matter. That's what the shower is for. You want me to swing by and pound your fart factory for a few? Oh, feeling gay. Did I ask you if you liked intervention? I can't remember. Either way, do you? Don't feel like scrolling back to find out. LOL, lazy. With a bunch of emojis, including a devil emoji, a champagne emoji, a black thumbs up, a birthday cake, a rolling eyes, a crown.
No,
a hug emoji, a scared emoji, and an angel emoji.
Wow. Okay.
No.
Yeah. I love that you had to clarify a black thumbs up.
Concise and to the point. I like it.
There's a black thumbs up.
Oh, God.
What's your favorite?
I think I have to go for number one.
Number one was that Sydney?
I don't know.
Is it, I'll let you put whatever you want in my butt as long as you never clarify to my friends that it was my butthole when we did anal?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
And then what was your second? Do you want me to read them all again?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay, so that was Sydney. Next, I want to come inside your beautiful ass. I promise to start gentle. Pick me so Jay loses the game.
Give me anybody.
That's fucking weak shit.
Actually, it's a toss-up between one and two. I love one and two.
Wait a second. Listen to three again.
When's the last time you shit? Actually, you know what? It doesn't matter. That's what the shower is for. Want me to swing by and pound your fart factory for a few? Feeling gay. Did I ask you if you liked intervention? I can't remember. Either way, do you? Don't feel like scrolling back to find out. LOL. Lazy. Several emojis.
Including?
Including hug emoji, like a scary-eyed emoji, angel emoji, champagne black thumbs black up, thumbs up. Purple devil, birthday cake, rolling eyes, and crown.
You know what? You have to love it because he did put a lot of effort into the text.
That's true.
He did put a lot of effort. So now,
would you say that second place?
Now I'm puzzled. Yeah, the second place.
Oh, fuck!
So Sydney is the winner.
Sydney's the winner.
Yes. Black mediocrity at its best, baby.
But who's in last place who has to make a text?
Ralph.
That's me.
Ralph.
So now I'm going to pick a girl, and I'm going to be serious about this. A girl that I am somewhat trying to get in her pants.
Is that Jay's daughter?
No. Jay's daughter.
Son of a bitch. Are they tasteful nudes at least?
All right. So let me find a girl that I think is not going to kill me, depending on what I want. Right. Okay, here we go.
Your mom's friend, Beth.
Yeah. He's picking someone who's like disposable.
You piece of shit. Beth is an angel.
All right, so how do I do this? You're just going to tell me what to write, and I'll write it.
I think Jay should tell you what to write.
No.
No, you're the sexpert.
You're the sexpert.
Okay, well,
so I will give you some background.
Okay.
I know the girl.
I'll go if you want. Hey, is your pussy already wet? Because I'm not spending a lot of time up top.
This, and by the way, I'm being 100% honest on this, by the way. Okay. I'm not making, this is a girl that I.
Do we like her?
She's cool. We've had sex a few times. I haven't seen her in a while, but she's a cool chick. Yeah, I do like her. I think she's cool.
Do you really want her attention?
Anal.
I'm not a very emotional deep guy, so we haven't, not that. So it'd be more like I'd want to hang out with her again.
Okay.
You know, maybe
Sexting. I want to hang out.
I want to fuck her.
You're gonna fine. No. Sexting.
Whatever she wants to write, I'm writing. Doesn't matter.
But it's sexual stuff.
Yeah,
don't just give him like a text. You got to send
it's sexual.
In the middle of it already.
Yeah.
Yeah, sex has to be at least implied.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
It has to be like, okay.
And so. I am the last text, by the way, to make it matters worse, just so we're on the same page, last text I texted her was on May 4th.
Okay.
Because she was back in California. She was in California. And I wrote, welcome back. Let's do something next week. And she hasn't replied yet. So this is going to be potentially
awesome.
Terrible.
So you have to write. Well, babes, I haven't stopped thinking about you since we last spoke. I haven't actually.
Babe.
Hold on. You're going too fast. I don't type that fast. Thinking about you since?
Since I last saw you.
Thinking.
You've been on my mind.
Since I last saw you. Period.
Yes. You have been on my mind so much, especially now that I'm lying here alone.
Wait, what happened to not long text messages? This is fucking long as shit.
That's it.
You've been on my mind so much, especially now that I am lying alone.
Here in bed.
Ralph, can I suggest a black thumbs up and an eggplant emoji?
By the way, Jay, I'm going to do that because
that's mandatory.
Ralph, before you send that, can I suggest a black thumbs up and an eggplant emoji?
I did the black thumbs up.
Eggplant emoji.
Okay.
She'll know what it means.
I'm letting him see that this is legit happening.
That's it. There's a black thumbs up in an eggplant.
He's really sending to his dead papa.
Yes. I sent. Papa. I did it. We got to do the first. It's running late, Shannon. Hit the first.
The first time.
If she responds right now, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Excuse me? I'll see you in court. Had sex.
And by the way, in the interest of being as honest to the show as possible, I am not going to say to her, hey, that was for a show. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not.
Oh, Jesus, if I'd do it, I would have done that very quickly. Her. In fact, I would have been like, this is for a show, and then text.
I'm being honest. I'm not doing it.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm trying to be as honest with the show as possible.
You have nothing to lose. You lack love in your life.
Yes, exactly. The name of the show is the STR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We end the show every week by asking our guests their first experience with all three, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, because both of you have not been on the show before. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask both of you in successive order your first experience with all three. Starting with rock and roll, we mean the first concert you ever went to. Something we're going to know, not some local shitty band or group we've never
fucking
heard of.
Bullshit.
It doesn't have to be rock and roll.
Crap-ass shit.
Just some concert you went to.
I'm sorry I got so aggressive.
Yeah. Sydney, you first.
My first concert was Prince at the American Airlines Arena in Texas. And it was like 2004.
That's a fucking great first concert. Yeah, was it incredible? Shit.
Yeah, he brought out Macy Gray and Erykah Badu.
Jesus Christ, that's
crazy.
Crazy. I read something shitty about him, though, that bothered
That's
me the other
Black
day.
Holy Trinity.
That he, yeah, like, some, oh, was it?
Soul Trinity.
The Kiss song, you know, Kiss, was originally written by someone else in the group. And he,
Tom Jones.
No, joking. Yeah, no, and he gave it to them to say, hey, I'm not liking the song, just you do it. And he reworked it, the sound, how it sounds now. And when he heard that, he's like, you know what, give me that back. And then he put it on his record.
All right, Ralph, we get it. You were a tour guide at Paisley Park for a summer.
All right, Amber,
get
yours?
Over yourself.
I think my first concert was Eminem, actually, in Brixton Academy in London with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. Yeah.
That's pretty fucking cool,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that was cool.
What year was that?
Did you find out over there that he wasn't a real doctor?
Something? Yeah, I did ask. Yeah, he said, yeah. He's a real doctor.
He goes, did he give you gynecology?
Yes, he did.
And then tell you afterwards, he goes, I'm actually not a doctor.
But this still.
It's honorary.
The first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug?
Oh, mushrooms. And it was a bunch of comedians in Philly. We did a camping trip and we all went out to the mountains. And I did mushrooms for the first time.
It loved
was
awesome.
It was sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been loving mushrooms ever since.
That's cool. I like that. And you, Amber?
Cocaine.
How old were you?
24.
Did you love it?
I loved it. I loved cocaine for a long time.
Okay. Did you love it too much for a long time?
I loved it too much for a long time.
Now you can't do it at all?
Now I don't touch it.
Fair enough. Yeah,
that's the Christine story.
Oh, yeah. When's the last time she did cocaine?
Oh, probably your early 20s.
Oh, a long time ago. Okay.
All right, Ralph. Well, that probably hurt her feeling so bad out there. Well, goes, oh, Lordy.
Oh, God.
She's going to be 37 this year. That's not old.
No, I mean, meaning like it wasn't like
Oh,
five.
It's old for you. I get it.
Yeah, it's old for me. Yuck.
Got you. Come creep. On.
All right. Your first time having sex?
It was June 17th, 1993, on my 13th birthday.
Whoa.
13th birthday. That's black.
I willed it to happen.
I was saying, how the fuck would you remember the date? But if you're 13, I guess you would remember. Yeah. And
he's like, you willed it to happen? He goes, oh, man, I only wish for my teddy bear to come to life. I wish for pussy.
I'm like, it seems like it's alive. Let's fuck it.
Yeah, no, I told everybody all day when they were like, what are you doing for your birthday? I was like, I'm going to lose my virginity.
Straight fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
And then finally your mother was like, all right, it's almost midnight. We got to do this.
No, the chick named Aisha,
here's
she grabbed
present.
Me in the pool.
Aisha? Really?
Yeah, I told Aisha nice. That I was like, she was like, what are you doing for your birthday? I was like, I'm going to lose my virginity. And she's like, fuck yeah, you are. And she took me in the corner of the pool and she like pulled my dick out of the bottom of my swim trunks. Mm-hmm. And then she pulled her bathing suit to the side, which I've never seen any of this shit.
Man. Wow!
Yeah.
Was the song Aisha out?
I was gonna say,
oh, for sure.
I was gonna say sure. that wasn't the Aisha from the song. That was different. They just played Nintendo.
And you, Amber?
17 with my first boyfriend.
Oh,
his
how
name
sweet.
Was Robert, and he was very sweet.
What a 180 of Sydney! Went on to be, Jesus Christ!
He went on to be London's most famous serial killer.
Yes,
yes.
Actually,
you weren't consensually raped like I was.
Did you get raped by a black girl named Aisha? Okay. I guess your story's cool, too.
All right. Well, first of all, before we do the wrap, thank you, everyone, for being in the studio.
Thank you.
Congratulations to the winners and the losers.
He's absolutely hilarious, man.
Yeah. And let's do the plugs. We'll start with you, Sydney. All your plugs.
Yeah. Check out Two Jack Bros. It's a podcast where we bring comedians on and we enlighten them by opening up their chakras from the bottom up. It's really fun. And
just like bros do.
Yes. Just like bros do, man.
And guys broing out.
Yeah, Stoner. We have a podcast, Stoner Dads, myself, Tim Butterly, and Matt McCusker. It's a really good time. And I'm also going to be next on the episode of Berg's Base. I did a little sketch with Berg that's I think you guys really enjoy.
Cool, that's right here on Gas Digital. Amber?
So I have my book out, The Sexting Bible. It's on Amazon to pre-order. And if you want to chat with me, I'm on OnlyFans, and it's Amber J. Sweetheart. So you should come and check it out.
Awesome.
I think Camp Out. The yeah. Before it comes out at Barnes & Noble, even though it's not there.
Yeah. It will
go buy
there.
Kindle credit. Go buy Amazon Fire credits.
Jay?
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. This weekend, everybody, for listening live, tomorrow morning, I leave for San Antonio, Texas, LOL Comedy Club. I'll be there until Saturday night. And then coming home, Ralph, Deftones Sunday night.
Oh, shit. Really?
I'm going. I'm you should jealous. Get a ticket. Just get a
you
ticket.
Know, I tried to get him in the studio to do SDR.
But why don't you just get a ticket?
This Sunday?
A bunch of us are going. It's standing room only. It's only general admission. Pier 17.
Oh, I'll do that. I'll definitely come.
Get
I love
ticket.
That venue.
Lewis
it.
Is going.
I'll do it.
Isabella's coming, my daughter, so.
My new date?
Well, I'll punch you right in the guts. But Josh Adamyer's bunch
of us are
going.
I'm just going to keep trying to feed her alcohol. Hey, have a drink.
But a bunch of us are going. You should get a ticket.
I'll get
We're
a
all
ticket.
Going.
Yeah,
it's going to be
sure.
fun.
Okay.
Next weekend, after this weekend, I'll be in Phoenix, Arizona at a stand-up live comedy club. Then I'm going with Burt Kreischer, the Fully Loaded Tour. We'll be in like 8 different cities in 2 weekends.
Which city should me and Isabella come meet you at?
Bethlehem, PA. I don't even know what the cities are, but we're going to be on a bus. But that'll be coming 2 weekends there. And then, of course, the Bonfire, 5 days a week on SiriusXM Faction Talk 103. And then Legion of Skanks podcast right here on the Guest Digital Network.
Shanoonies?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on, comedians, musicians, reality TV stars, porn stars, and they tell their own personal stories about their worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and their experiences with the paranormal.
Okay, we found out the answers to all those questions already, so we don't need to ask her.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention because I was too busy sexting.
Follow me everywhere.
Good job.
At I am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast is called The Good Sugar Podcast. We're opening our first location in June on the corner of 3rd and 69th Street.
Entrepreneur.
And it is a raw vegan restaurant, even though I'm not either. But the whole principle
is... you're raw as shit.
I'm raw as shit. I'm raw all day. But the whole principle of the store is no footprint, no single-use plastics and all shit like that.
Oh, good for you.
Socially conscious.
Oh, it's sustainable? Oh, that's really good, dude. Yeah. That's really, really good.
I know how you care about that, Jay.
That is good. Let me get my acoustic guitar to make your fucking gay-ass commercial. Hey, me here at the thing, we believe it's sustainable.
Did you say me here at the thing?
Yeah.
All right, well...
Over here...
They get you a white thumbs up.
Thank you. The monster and the juice guy...
All right, fair enough. We're going to pick a song of the week. I guess we should play I Want to Sex You Up, or I Want to Text You Up. I Want to Sex You Up. There it goes.
There it is. You ever see the video of them like a couple years ago fist fighting each other on stage?
No.
Yeah, the lead singer's all fat and they all
he's
hate each
really
other.
He's really fat. No, yeah, I saw him on Dr. Phil. I love Dr. Phil, by the way. Yeah.
And they fucking he comes down stage and punches one of the other guys.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's hilarious. Color Me Bad falls apart. Is it too bad, Ralph? Are you worried about it?
Yeah, I feel bad for them.
Whatever happened to H-Town? I hope those guys aren't
fighting.
I feel
bad for those guys.
Color Me Bad for those guys.
All right, see you next time on the SDR Show. Oh, by the way, it's Offspring is on this Saturday, right?
Oh!
Yes.
Offspring's on Saturday.
Ah!
Take off your coat, I'll make you feel it. You've been listening to the SDR Show.